Yeah, I mean, he just takes this offense to the next level. Him being able to run the ball hard, him being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, I feel like it never, doesn't really get accounted for. And so I can throw a check down to him, and he can break three tackles and get in the end zone. I mean, he truly is a special player who I believe doesn't get as much hype as I think he should. But, I mean, as he keeps rolling, I mean, the hype will come.
What was your view of the one where he broke the tackles and jumped?
Yeah, it was RPO, and I probably made the wrong read. But then I handed it to him, and it should have been a tackle for loss. And then he like broke a tackle, and then jumped over a dude. And I mean, that was a very talented defense who had a lot of guys that are built to block, stop the run. And it just speaks to the strength and the power that he has when he's running with the football.
Pat, you say jumped over a dude, like that happens all the time. I think Barry Sanders shouted it out on Twitter. What was your view of that play like?
Dude, I think the fact that, like, you see guys jump over guys, but they kind of, like, build up and they kind of, like, know it. He had just broken a tackle, and it felt like he had just started to run, and he just, out of instinct, jumped over him. And, I mean, hopefully we can keep him from jumping over two guys too often. But, I mean, it was a pretty sweet thing at the time.
Patrick, when your defense gives you an effort like they did tonight, how much does that help you as a quarterback to have that confidence?
Yeah, I mean, our defense – I mean, they're getting better every single week. They're making plays. Even when I threw the interception, they seemed like they got a 3-and-out right after that. And, I mean, they're really playing well. And I feel like as the season goes on, they're going to keep getting better and better. And I think as a team, we're starting to gel more with the offense and the defense and special team all playing off of each other and getting that momentum going.
You mentioned before, Trent, that you sort of felt this was kind of an offense-defense guys were going to beat off one another. Who are you feeling that gets you going? Where do you feel like your energy translates to other guys?
I mean, I don't know if it's one specific dude, and I feel like every single game it's a different person. And as we were coming out the tunnel, me and Ron were talking about, hey, let's not let up. Let's don't let off the pedal. Make sure we go out here and try to make plays. And it seemed like we got the touchdown, and then he got an interception for a touchdown. And, I mean, last week it felt like it was with Chris Jones. And I feel like just the relationship I have with everybody on this team is everybody's truly rooting for each other, and we all want each other to do well. And I feel like that's when you have special teams.
Patrick, you guys keep winning tosses and deferring. What is that first drive out of halftime? How does that kind of set the table? Is it a better feeling for you getting that confidence?
You're trying to jinx us, man. I knew, but yeah. I mean, it's weird. I mean, we win it every time so far. I think even back to the preseason. So, and we defer, but at the same time, I mean, first off, the defense when they get that first stop and then get the ball back in our hands and then we can score. I mean, that's huge because it kind of sets the tempo. We kind of have that early lead and we have the momentum. And then coming out of half. Kind of this week how we kind of got points, whereas last week I could learn from throwing the interception, just taking the field goal, and then you're allowed to build that momentum and get that touchdown that first drive, and it's like a 10-point swing in the game.
I know that touchdown celebrations aren't the most important part of the game, but how much fun are you guys having doing things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of guys, a lot of young guys on this team that we really just love playing football, and the defense, they had a nice one a couple weeks ago, so we offense, we were trying to top that.
Looks like there was one that you guys had choreographed dance and you might have been a little off on it. What was going on?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really let me in on what we were doing, but I tried to go along. So it wasn't my best effort, but I mean, hopefully late in the season I can kind of combat that.
Tyreek still looked in his hands and you went back to him in the corner of the end zone. CPR, was that anything to do with the drop, or was that just a predesignated celebration?
Well, I mean, the play before, it went through his hands. We had a shot play to him, so he had just ran like 50 yards. Then he ran back, and then he ran 50 yards again. And I think he might have just been kind of losing a little breath. He was a little tired. So, but it was cool for him to get in that end zone. I mean, he's a special player. It seems like he scores on any variety of ways. And as we go on this season, I'm sure he'll score a few more.
That touchdown was a broken play too, right? You dropped the snap. Where was it meant to go?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a run play. It's kind of the pass option, but whenever you get down there, I mean, most times you hand it off, especially when you have a guy like Kareem in our offensive line. But it was a little low snap, but at the same time, I was kind of stepping back to get out of Kareem's way. And so the kind of that combination made me drop the ball, and I started scrambling to the left, and I was going to run it, and he was just wide open and in the end zone, so I threw it to him.
You have two different starters on the offensive line in front of you. How was the protection, and how did those two guys, Jordan and Andrew, do
specifically? Yeah, I mean, they played well all night. I mean, that was a very good defensive line. They have a lot of really good players that have played a long time. And for them to step up and get the run game going at the same time protecting me, I mean, it shows that we have extremely a lot of depth in that O-line room, and it's the next man up mentality that we have on this team.
Yeah, Patrick, you ran the ball more successful in the first half than in the last few games. Was that something that just the defense allowed, or were you trying to make it to the players?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of with the coverages they were playing. They had a two-man look on the one that the long run I had, and it's them trying to account for all the guys that we have out on the field. I mean, all their eyes are trying to figure out if it's Tyreek or Kelce or Sammy or Chris or Kareem, and then they kind of lose track of me, and the offensive line was blocking well, and I kind of just saw my shot, and I just took it. I told the guys, though, once I start picking those knees up, I can run a little bit, but they didn't believe me.
How did you bring your slide on that?
It was all right. I mean, it was kind of one of those slides where I just kind of gave myself up, but I didn't really want to go all the way down. But if there was someone closer, I probably would have got down a little bit lower.
Have you ever gotten close to the team record for touchdown pass because the season's not even halfway over yet? I mean, is this more than you thought for the start of your NFL career?
Yeah, I mean, you think you're going to have success. But I didn't expect just this much. But at the same time, I mean, I knew with the weapons that we had, and I knew if I just ran and did what Coach Reed wanted me to do, that it was a chance that we could be really, really good. And I still feel like we're building on that. I mean, we're still missing plays, and hopefully we can keep getting better and better as the season goes on.
A couple more.
Patrick, that pick you threw, you looked like you really wanted that one back. You felt
like
you had to throw in there
at that point. Yeah, he burnt the dude, and it wasn't a bad read. It was cover four, and Tyreek was the post alert, and I'd been asking Coach Reed for it like all game, and then I got there, and I was like, I don't want to overthrow him, but then I forgot you can't overthrow him. So I left it short, and it picked it off. But, I mean, it looks back, I mean, the defense got to stop right there and kind of kept the momentum in our hands, and it finished off the game strong.
Is this the most fun you've had playing quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, just to be able to learn every single day from Coach Reed, be able to get out here with all these guys, and I mean, we literally have fun every single day. I mean, we love coming to work, I guess you would say, and getting to just play this game that we've loved since we were little kids, and win a lot of football games.
Last question: what did it feel like playing in your home stadium in prime time on
the stage? I mean, it was awesome. I mean, these fans. I mean, it really is special. Every single time I come out here, it's just like a new whoa moment for me. I mean, it's something that you can't even explain in words, but I mean, I just love the support that we have from this community.